Hello.
Hello. This is Dave from the city of Marquette. Is this Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bonnie. Did they let you know, did someone give you a call and let you know that we've had a problem with prank callers calling up people who've signed petitions?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just wanted to make sure you knew about that. And that was happening last week. I'm sorry?
Oh, about what petition?
Looks like you signed a petition for condos. You didn't want renters in the condos.
And they're getting prank calls down there, you mean, or the owners of them?
Well, no, you put your phone number on this petition, and some prank callers have been calling people,
How are they getting that number?
Anyone that wants the petition, a copy of it, can come in and ask for it. It's all public record.
So basically,
we handed the list over to a prank caller.
Oh.
Yep.
No, I've never heard anything like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know that the petition worked, and they're not going to allow those renters to stay in those condos anymore. So it worked.
The reason I signed it is because two of my friends live there, and I have a couple of friends that also own places there in the condos. So, I mean, I just took their part, you know what I mean, how they felt. That's why I signed it.
Yeah, that's good. I'm really happy you got involved, and it really made a difference. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting rid of those renters, those dirty gypsy people.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
Okay. And you do realize we're going to need you to come over to this house and evict the renters. We're going to give you the paperwork, and you're going to have to knock on the door and let them know that they need to get out.
Why would I do that?
Because you're on the petition, and we just pick someone at random, and we're gonna have you do it. You're gonna go there and evict them.
Well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, you signed the thing here that says you agree to evict the renters if the need arises.
Oh.
Yep.
Well, I'll call the person that brought me the petition, and I'll have them come with me if that's necessary.
Okay. Well, you have to do it, though. We're contracting you to do it, so you have to hand papers. They have three very small children there. You're going to need to explain to the children.
Yeah, what place is it?
It's over there on Street Winter or whatever. I don't know. But they have children. You're going to have to tell the children that they're going to be homeless. Explain to them that their parents are deadbeat renters, dirty gypsy people, and they're going
to
be homeless.
I don't have to say that. I just have to say that they're going to be evicted because they don't want the renters.
Right, but we have to send a message. And if you could just be really rude to their kids and make them cry. I mean, you know, if you make their kids cry, they're not going to do this again.
No, I won't do that. I will make the statement, and I will tell them, and I'm not going to go into acting.
Well, no,
I will tell them the facts. You don't have to act.
I know it's not acting, because when I said dirty gypsy people, you laughed.
Would you do it?
You laughed.
Would you do it?
Well, no, it's not my job. I just work here in the office.
Would you do it?
If they asked me, if I was going to sign a petition that says I will do it, then I guess I would have to.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see about that.
Okay, but you need to tell the children that they're going to be eating in the soup kitchen from now on.
No, I'm not telling them that.
Tell them they're probably going to be sleeping on a sidewalk tonight.
I'm not going to do that.
Tell them they have
what is your name?
My name is Dave. I'm from the city of Marquette.
Dave who?
Yep, from the city of Marquette.
What is your last name?
Hu. H-U. It's Chinese.
Okay. City of Marquette. What department are you with?
I'm in the city clerk's office.
City clerk's office.
Yep. So, that's going to be tonight. If they don't get out, then we're going to organize an angry mob of people, and that's going to include all the people that signed the petition.
Oh, boy, aren't you making people who signed the petition feel guilty about signing it? That's what it's coming down to, I think.
What, you're feeling...
What is the address of this place?
You're feeling guilty?
You're making me feel guilty.
Oh, you shouldn't feel guilty.
That I signed a petition that I have to... Well, the way you are wording it... I think isn't very professional.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty.
I think it's the way of telling them.
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying that you're personally responsible for three kids becoming homeless this week. That's all.
No, I am not personally responsible.
Well, you signed
those names on that. There's all those names on that petition. I am not personally.
Okay.
All of us are personally.
Ma'am, do you know who else said they're not personally responsible? The Nazis.
Are you something else?
I'm just saying. They didn't feel like they were responsible.
Well,
they're just
telling
I'm just another cog in the machine. I'm not the one killing people. That's all Hitler's doing. It's not me, you know? So anyway, we're going to organize an angry mob of people to show up if they don't get out within 2 days. Ma'am? Bonnie, hello?
I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to organize an angry mob. Do you happen to have a pitchfork or a hoe or a torch?
I think you better talk to the mayor of the city of Marquette and tell him the wording that you're giving me for signing a petition. And if you would give that to him, all the words that you've been saying about getting
somebody else. The mayor knows about this. The mayor, mm-hmm. He's listening on the extension. He knows all about this.
What is this address?
Of where you're going to show up to evict the children?
The property you're talking about, where is the address?
Oh, I don't know. It's over there somewhere.
You don't know.
I don't have it with me.
You don't know, and you're calling me and saying all these things, and you don't know.
Well, we're going to have you come down to the city building, and we're going to hand you the address. You know, we'll hand you the paperwork that shows you.
Well, I'll tell you, this is one of the bad calls that I've got. Maybe you got the list, and you're calling, and it's trying to scare people on it. I don't know who you are.
Bad calls? What are you talking about?
So we'll let this go, and I will talk with someone higher up than you.
What do you mean you don't know who I am? How do I know who you are? You could just be saying that you're Bonnie. How do I know you're really Bonnie?